In the summer of 1993, I had the pleasure of working with a number of well-known presenters and celebrities on a radio roadshow in England. I was billed as the Memory Man, and the public were invited to test my knowledge of number one hits spanning the last 40 years. A random date from those years would be called out, and I was expected to say what was number one in the charts on that day, who the singer was, how many weeks it was number one, and which was the record label for that particular hit. So, for example, if someone shouted out, what was number one on the 21st of February 1956, I would say it was Memories Are Made of This, sung by Dean Martin. It was on the Capitol Records label, and it was number one for 4 weeks. Now, unlike my audience at the time, who thought, well, I must have been born with some very unique powers of recall, you, on the other hand, should have a pretty good idea as to how I was able to memorize so much information. I was, of course, referring to a series of mental journeys and recalled images and scenes from them. So to remember 40 years of number one hits, I needed 40 separate journeys, each consisting of about 20 stages, depending on the number of hits for that particular year. The routes I chose were mostly located in and around the beautiful city of Prague in the Czech Republic. I happened to be in Prague on another gambling trip organized by a newspaper, and in between visits to casinos, I would grab a list of 2 or 3 years' worth of hits and proceed to explore interesting parts of the city. Now, as I weaved my way around the streets and parks of Prague, I began the process of translating the details of my pop trivia into rich mnemonic scenes. I started to superimpose them on suitable stops along the way, much to the bemusement, and in one case, the suspicion of others. I can remember standing at the corner of one street, holding a piece of paper and staring at what was probably an old government building. When a middle-aged man approached me and asked me what I was doing, I got the impression that he thought I might be spying in some way. Now, my answer left him with an expression on his face like an untipped waiter. "Well," I said, "I'm trying to remember that Wooden Heart was number one on March the 23rd, 1961, and that Elvis Presley sang it." Before I got round to explaining more of my strange behaviour, the man was shaking his head and walking off in disbelief. When I eventually left Prague, I returned home with both a permanent memory of the layout of that city and a lasting knowledge of 40 years of music. Okay, another quick exercise for you, and you can also follow this exercise along in the guidebook. I'm going to give you some British number one hits from 1961. I'm going to give you 10, so I want you to form a journey, any journey you like this time, and make sure there are 10 stages. So pause the program as usual. Okay, if you're ready, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the song title. If you're old enough, you might remember them. So if you don't, just turn the descriptions into a single mnemonic image. For example, the first one I'm going to give you is Poetry in Motion. These are all hits from 1961. Okay, you ready? First stage. Use your imagination. Here it comes. Poetry in Motion. Next stage. Are You Lonesome Tonight? Third stage. Sailor. Fourth stage. Walk Right Back. Next stage. Wooden Heart. Next. Blue Moon. Next stage. On the Rebound. Next stage. You're Driving Me Crazy. Next, Surrender. And finally, Runaway. Now keep thinking all the time. Go back to the first stage. What are you thinking of? Something in motion. Poetry in motion. Again, see if you can think of the images before I give out the description. Poetry in motion. Are you lonesome tonight? Sailor. Walk right back. Wooden heart. Blue moon. On the rebound. You're driving me crazy. Surrender. And runaway. So how did you get on? Now, of course, if you want to learn the artist as well, if you want to connect the song to the artist, then you just go back and attach more information. For example, Poetry in Motion was Johnny Tillotson. Are You Lonesome Tonight? Elvis Presley, and so on. Once you've got those songs along your journey and you know them well, then you can start connecting the artist to the actual song itself. So this time, go back over the journey and try to connect the artist to the image that you form for the song. Now, some of these names you'll probably know, others will be completely alien to you. Okay, so, for example, the first scene that you created, Poetry in Motion, the artist is Johnny Tillotson. Johnny Tillotson. So you're going to need all the powers of your imagination here, creativity, to connect those two. Poetry in Motion, Johnny Tillotson. Now move on to the next stage. Elvis Presley. Next. Petula Clark. Petula Clark. Next stage. The Everly Brothers. Next. Elvis Presley. Next. The Marcells. Next. Floyd Kramer. Next stage. Temperance 7. Next stage. Elvis Presley. And then finally, Del Shannon. Keep thinking all the time, and let's see if you've connected the artist with the song. Okay, go back again. Poetry in Motion. You should have had Johnny Tillotson. Are You Lonesome Tonight? You should know that one. Elvis Presley. The next one was Sailor, and the artist was Petula Clark. Walk Right Back, the Everly Brothers. Wooden Heart, Elvis Presley. Blue Moon was sung by the Marcells. On the Rebound, Floyd Kramer. You're Driving Me Crazy, that was Temperance 7. Surrender was Elvis Presley. And Runaway, Del Shannon.